Well, guys, glad to have you with us. Let's talk about this book that's out. Bridget, let's start with you. Tell us about, from your perspective, the reason for this book and what folks can expect when they read it.
Yeah, for me, the mother's part of the book is to offer moms, or really parents, a chance to heal. I think it's an essential piece. So I'm walking them through the healing process, so that they can really find more joy, resilience, and energy, because this is an autism journey. And so that's really my focus of the book. The purpose for it is to, I'm a teacher at heart, so to offer, yes, knowledge, to share our story, inspiration, hope, and to offer folks support.
Joseph, let's talk about your part of the book. What can folks expect there?
Well, I think that they can expect at least a basic rundown of what it's like to live on the autism spectrum from someone who has lived it, and also just some opinions from that perspective on what the journey's like, what to look out for, and what I think could be done to make it better for others.
What was your inspiration for the book? What made you guys decide you wanted to do this book?
Well, for me, I've had this book living inside of me since Joseph was in elementary school, because I really saw a lot of people not really understanding what autism is and how to approach Joseph and the other kids on the spectrum. And now we have 1 in 44 kids being diagnosed with autism. So for me, it really is a motivation to help spread awareness, but also to give. There's so many people out there that are going through this, and I really think people need a support. And so I wanted to partner with Joseph because I pictured my 32-year-old self, getting that diagnosis and not having any idea of what our future looked like. And I think that's really important to be able to know that you're going to be okay.
Joseph, from your perspective, are there tips or anything else you can pass along to someone with autism to help them get through life?
Well, I always think about the fact that people on the spectrum are usually different from each other, but I guess it's basically on that front that, yeah, your struggles are valid. You as a person are valid, and it is going to be okay.
This is going to be a book, I'm sure, that's going to help a lot of folks, not only locally, but across the nation. It's a great idea, and I love the fact that you guys have done this, each of you from your own perspective. I like the layout of the book, too. It reads from both sides, doesn't it?
Yes, I love it. The publishers and the printing company weren't that crazy about it because it was a challenge. And then once we got it accomplished, everybody's really happy with it. But the book itself is a metaphor, because when you look at my cover, that the part of the mom, it's a completely different cover, and you literally turn it over for Joseph's perspective in his own and his cover.
Mother's Guide Through Autism and Through the Eyes of the Guided, the title of this this book. Bridget and Joseph, hey, thank you so much for your time, and we're looking forward to reading this book.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
Yes, thank you so much for having us, and make sure everybody comes out Saturday, June 11th, for a book signing. Can't wait to see you guys out there.